Hallelujah.
I don't know if a lot of y'all have followed all these colleges that are holding up all their students on the lawn, and they're having
good
revivals.
Yeah, they are.
And they had one here at Western this week.
Good.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord for that.
The Lord is blessing in these young people.
Amen, Sister Rita.
And that's where we got to start, honey.
That's right. Yeah.
Amen.
Got to get them young hearts stirred.
Yeah. Ashley brought her three young
ones. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord.
I keep fighting voices in my mind that say I'm not enough.
Bless the Jesus.
Yeah.
Woo!
Every single lie that tells me I will never measure up.
Bless you, Rita.
Am I more than just the sum of every high and every low?
Woo! Amen. Thank you, Rita.
Remind me.
Yeah.
Just who I am, because I need to know.
That's a real good Lord, yes. Bless you, Rita.
Ooh,
yeah.
You say I am love when I can't feel a thing.
Thank you, Lord.
You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Bless you, Rita.
And you say I am hell when I am falling short.
Bless you, Lord.
And when the only thing that matters now is everything you think of me.
Glory! Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
In you I find my worth, in you I find my identity.
That's right.
You have every failure, God. You have every victory.
Oh, my. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
Oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak.
Oh, my.
You say I am held when I am.
Praise the Lord. All right, got a duo over here.
It was supposed to be a family affair, but the two boys chickened out.
Well, it happens. It happens, brother.
Lucy, Lucy.
Go, what you got?
There you go.
I'll take cocktails any day of the week. Good job, Arita. Loved it.
We've been on the way to Roseville, don't we?
Yeah, sure do. We hear that song a lot.
Yeah. Bless him, God. Oh, I need to move back.
Bless him.
Some bad morning, yeah, when the shock is over, I'll fly away to another home on God's celestial shores.
Man, I like that. I don't know about y'all, they've done something for me, amen. I'm talking about priming the pump.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You know, anytime them young ones can get up and sing, it's a blessing.
Yeah. I'm telling you, thank y'all.
Thomas is learning to sing Yes, Jesus.
Woo, won't be long, we'll have a quartet, amen. Thank y'all for the birthday card. Turned 69 Monday.
Jerry.
Thank you for the honor being your pastor. I want you to know how honored I am to be where I am, how thankful I am to be where I am.
Amen.
And this little work, boy, the Lord loves it. I'll just tell you right now, He's got His hand on this little work. I see Him. Job said he saw where it worked, and I see where the Lord is working here. May not be working on you, but He's working on me.
Yeah.
And if He's working on you, praise the Lord for it. We all need a little work, amen.
Yeah.
This morning, even though I was running late, I had it in my heart to look up a man. His name is Jeff Fenhope. Listen to me this morning and get a blessing. His name is Jeff Fenhope. He was the lead singer for Black Sabbath. Now, back in my day, I probably listened to him. I don't no more. Not with that kind of music. I do listen to him, but a different kind of music.
Yes.
He was the one that played Jesus in the movie Jesus Christ Superstar, and it was a very blasphemous movie. Donnie was asking me how he got saved, and he'd been very successful in the music and the movie business, and they had a mansion. And his wife, about like my wife, tried to talk to him. He just pushed her away, but they had to have some remodeling done in her house. And these guys were Italians. They knew the Lord. They tried to talk to him about Jesus. He just laughed them to scorn and said they're drinking, went up the stairs, and they got to fasting and praying for this man named Jeff Finholt. And Jeff Finholt got saved.
Amen.
And the good thing about Jeff Finholt getting saved is he didn't live too long after that. He done graduated this life. But he's in heaven. But he took a verse out of the Bible, Psalms chapter 97, verse number 9. He took that one verse and he wrote a song called I Exalt Thee. It's kind of like Rita. It's one of them, I mean, worship big time songs. I listened to it this morning. I was talking about working on you. The Lord worked on me. I'm telling you, I like to never got all the snot and tears off my face. And even when I left the house, goosebumps still running down my arms and jumping off. I went and told my wife. I said, you ought to bring it up on your smartphone. They held this song. They wouldn't release it. And they finally released it to the public. I got to hear him sing it live. I mean, back when I heard him sing it, I was a young man, 35 years ago. But anyway, I got to hear him sing it live. I'll tell you how powerful a song it was. Prostitutes came in off the street, went straight to the altar. Drug dealers went to the altar. Just a very powerful, anointed song. You get a chance, you bring that up on your smartphone. I'm not here right now, but after church, bring up Jeff Finholt singing the song, I Exalt You. It's on YouTube. You'll see Jeff. He's got long curly hair. And he's dressed a little different. Not exactly what I'd like to see him as. But I tell you what, buddy, he made a mark. He left behind a testimony. Amen. All right, now we got that off our chest. I'll tell you, that done a work on me this morning. And that singing here this morning done a work on me this morning. We're taking our text out of Psalms chapter 14. Lord stirred my heart about this. And I'm glad He did. Psalms chapter 14. For sake of time, I'm going to read all 7 verses. But I'm only going to preach on 5 of them. We'll stop there at verse 5 as far as preaching goes, but I'm going to read all 7 verses. The Bible said in Psalms chapter 14, starting in verse 1, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yes.
They are all corrupt. Mm-hmm. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Now this is our text verse right here. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread, and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. And I say, praise the Lord. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. And that's all the verses of Psalms chapter 14. And I'm preaching today on God is looking. And you see that in verse number 2. And what we're going to do today is we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And I won't be long. We'll try to finish this message. Father, we come to you this humble prayer, thanking you, Lord, for the service thus far. Thank you for the tremendous congregational singing. I so appreciate Brother Jerry and the songs that he picked out. Thank you, Lord, for the song Sister Rita sung and for the song Brother Patrick and little Lucy sung. Lord, what a blessing.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the singing that we've heard thus far. Thank you, Lord, for those that are listening online right now and those that are here for the Word of God. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, you'd set a table that if there are any here today hungering and thirsting, they can come and sup with you. And Lord, spend some time with you here, what little time, Lord, we have in this service. Father, we humbly ask these things and we gloriously praise you for them. Your blessed will be upon this little work. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know what the deal is there with Sister Bonnie. Lord, we just pray about that. Everything be all right.
Yes.
I heard Sister Rita mention about the great revival effort that's going in our schools right now.
Yes.
And I thank God for it.
Amen.
These are young people. Their effort is awkward. It's not like, you know, a revival that we're all used to having where you have, you know, select singers and select speakers to come in and try to bring us back to life, so to speak. This is just young people that have had it up to here with this gender garbage nonsense. They've had it up to here. These are young people that's had it up to here with this woke, wicked nonsense. They've had it up to here. These are young people that's had it up to here with this racism, ridiculous nonsense. They've had enough. The only exit, the only opportunity to come out of that is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, I am the door, and He is. Mm-hmm. He said, I am the way, and He is.
Yes.
I'm telling you, He said, come unto me, and they are. And like I said, they're not proficient. I watched a little bit of it myself. And these are young people that just got up and read their favorite verse in the Bible, but it had some God on it, and they don't want to leave because the presence of God is there. I mean, Jesus said, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, He said, Lord, I'm in the midst. I want you to know I thank God for this little revival effort. Our young people need the Lord. I'm saved.
Amen.
I was a late bloomer, but I'm saved.
Yeah.
I can have all the Lord I want.
Amen.
Civil, they're being bombarded every day with lies in the classroom.
They are.
Mm-hmm. The Bible said no lies are the truth, and they're presenting these lies to be true. Doctors have lost their license for trying to say otherwise. I mean, the word is, we're going to go with science can't even say there's only male and female sexes. So if you're going to go with science, good luck. The Lord said in the beginning He made them male and female.
Yeah.
We started from two, Adam and Eve. I just want you to know right now, Eve is the mother of all living. I don't care what color you are, what language you speak,
right,
where you live. Eve is the mother of us all.
Yes.
Adam is the father of us all.
Yes.
And God made both of them them, and from them too he made us, and we're here today because God told them to be fruitful and multiply, and we've multiplied to this year 2023, and that's why we're here today.
Amen.
Everything all right?
It's Billy. He's at ER.
What? God's looking.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what he's looking for. He's looking to see if there were any that do understand and seek God. You find it in verse number 2. Let me say this. God wants to have a relationship with you.
Yes.
He knows you're downsetting. He knows you're uprising. He knows your thoughts are far off. He knows everything there is to know about you, and yet He loves you, and He wants a closer walk with you.
Amen.
He wants a relationship with you.
Thank you, Lord.
He wants you to know Him in an intimate, personal, blessed way.
Yeah.
You know, I know Brother Donnie, he can call me Eddie. I got a flat tire, which he did. I went to him, we fixed it, and he got going.
Amen.
But God's talking about different kind of problems.
Yes, sir.
That when we have those problems, He's a very present help in trouble.
That's right. That's right.
He's our refuge and strength.
Yes.
He wants us to know that. He seeks to have a relationship with us. The Bible says in Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out the book of the Lord and read. No one of these shall fail. If you don't want to fail, stay in the book. He said in Proverbs 4:22, my son, attend unto my words, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thy heart, their life to all those that find them, and health to their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. God wants you to have a relationship with you. God will do you every way but wrong.
Amen.
He will bless you. He will help you.
Yes.
He will protect you. I'm telling you, He that keeps us neither sleeps nor slumber. The Bible says we can feel Him if we just reach out. He's never very far from any one of us. And the great God of heaven wants to have a relationship with us. And the best way to have a relationship with Him is to know Him. I talk to a lot of lost people, and I say, for instance, President Trump. They say, yeah. I said, do you know him personally? And they say, no, I can't say I know him personally. Well, God wants people to know Him personally. He wants to have a relationship with them, an intimate relationship. How close can you get to God? It just depends on how much you want to let go. You can have all the God you want. I'm telling you, you can get to the high mountains. With God, you can skip the mountaintops with Him, or you can be afar off in a far country. God wants to have a relationship with you. The Bible says that you'll find Him when you seek Him with all your heart. Jeremiah 29:13. And I'm convinced that we have hardly seek the Lord in the hour we're living in. And part of the reason is, we've got a worldly appetite and a very faint spiritual appetite. Verse 1, if you'll notice, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God.
Yeah.
Brother Ed, they want to deny God's existence.
Yeah, thank you.
Because of their sinfulness.
Mm-hmm.
They want to promote evolution. They want to say there was a big bang. You know, it takes more faith to believe that garbage than it does to believe creation. At least the fossil record backs up creation. And they have found, buried in the earth. They have found scripture written on clay tablets that's word for word like the word of God behind me right now.
Mm-hmm.
With all the evidence. The Bible says, so great a cloud of witnesses in the Bible in Hebrews 12. I'm just telling you, we're without excuse, but they don't want to acknowledge God's symbol. They want to deny God.
That's right.
The Bible talks about the world by wisdom knew not God. They don't want God in their intellect. They don't like to entertain the thoughts that God is real. They want somehow to have a life without God. And the Bible calls a person like that, he said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. There are a lot of foolish people today, and they're living very foolishly. And the Bible says they are corrupt. They've done abominable works. And this is paralleled in Romans chapter 3. In Romans chapter 3, it said, there's none that doeth good, no, not one.
Right.
Men love sin. John chapter 3 verse 19 says, men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Neither come they to the light, lest their deeds be exposed. They love darkness. They don't love light. You can look at them, they'll wear black. They don't want light. They reject light.
Yeah.
And there is pleasure in sin for a season, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 25. But it says, at the last it biteth like a serpent, and at the last it stingeth like an adder. Proverbs 23:32. I've been by the bedside of some of those people. And they said, Brother Eddie, go tell them. I try to warn them. I try to tell them. I just buried my daughter not too long ago. I tried to tell her. On her obituary, tobacco abuse. I tried to tell her, you're killing yourself. You just can't get through. I don't know what the deal is, but you just can't get through. They got eyes, but they see not. They got ears, but they hear not. They got a heart, but they believe not. I'm telling you, buddy, sin has an appeal.
Yeah.
And some people don't care about the consequences. They don't care that at the end it bites like a serpent. At the end it stings like an adder, until they get to the end. And then they call out for the preacher, come pray for me. Come try to help me. I'm dying without God. And listen, God still loves them. God's still there for them. And if they can get to Him before they die, there's hope for them. Amen.
Amen.
That's kind of what was Jeff Finn hoping me to. God wants you to understand the price of sin. You know, we wouldn't even know about sin without the Word of God. Paul said, I had not known sin but by the law. Romans chapter 7, verse 7. And the Bible goes on to say, sin, when it's finished, brings forth death. James chapter 1, verse 15. Let me say this about sin. The laughter stops when sin strikes. I'm telling you, the laughter stops when sin sinks its fangs into the sinner. And the pains of sin come upon them like the pains of a woman that travail with child. Even though the wages of sin is death, God wants you to know that the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, His Son. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, God says His hand is outstretched all the day long.
Mm-hmm.
Any hour of the day. You can take God by the hand and say, God, I'm a sinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry that I've been a sinner. I want you to forgive me my sins. I want you to save me my sins, like Brother Jerry sung in a congregational singer, the blood of His Son Jesus. Nothing but the blood can cleanse sin.
Amen.
And the blood of His Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. You can be squeaky clean of sin because Jesus shed His blood on a Roman cross, beaten beyond recognition, and He prayed on that cross, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do, as ugly as sin is. God says, my hand is outstretched to you, sinner.
Yeah,
I want you to know Jesus. The Bible accused Him of being a friend of sinners, and He is.
Right.
And I'm glad He is, because this sinner found mercy because he was a friend of sinners.
Right.
I didn't get turned away. I got accepted in the beloved. Hey, I'm telling you, I didn't get laughed at. I've got forgiven. Amen. Notice verse 3. They are all gone aside. Even though the world is a sinful and wicked place, you don't have to be like them. He said they're all gone aside. They're all together become filthy. There's none that doeth good, no, not one. You can find this same verses in Romans chapter 3, and that one there is Romans chapter 3, verse number 12. It says, they're all gone out of the way. There's none doeth good, no, not one. We all need mercy. And I'm glad God's got oceans of mercy for those that want mercy. He said, I'll no wise turn them away. I'm telling you, you can find mercy. The old song says, though millions have come, there's still room for one. And there's room at the cross for you. Amen. Amen. World, they've gone every way but God's way. They're interested in everything but the things of God. Look down in verse 4. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and call not upon the Lord? The violence of the sinners in our day has been greatly increased. They don't call upon the Lord for forgiveness. In Romans again, chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, it says, their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways. The violence of today speaks volumes about the hour we're living in. I've never seen so many children beating one another up, shooting one another, stabbing one another, choking one another. Why are they doing that, Brother Eddie? Well, let's put it this way. When I was in school, Sister Bonnie, they said, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That golden rule.
Right.
You know, we can be nice today. You know what keeps us from being nice today? Is because there's no Lord in our heart.
That's right.
The love of God shed abroad in my heart. You know, before I got saved, I didn't love nobody but me, Brother Jerry. After I got saved, I was last on the list. Somebody said, you spell Joey like this, Jesus first, others second, and yourself last.
Yeah.
It's good to have Ashley here this morning.
Yes, it is.
Me and Brother Donnie, we took her some things out there trying to help. And you know what? We try to help, but Jesus is the greatest help I
ever
had. What He can do, what Jesus can do, we mess things up. Yeah. Everything He does it right. Mm-hmm. And when He does it, but it makes a difference. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, my. But, oh, listen, the world. Just the violence of our day. You look at the streets and they set things on fire. And they turn cars over. And I just seen really last night a student that the teacher, he was distracted in the classroom. He had, I don't know, I'm not that smart, some kind of iPod or some kind of game or something. And you know, he weighs like 200 and some pounds, Ashley. And his teacher weighed about 95 pounds. And she's headed to the principal's office with whatever that thing is. I don't know. It's some kind of electronic game. And he hit her in the hallway of the school. Of course, they got cameras in the schools. They thank God they do. It may not stop, but maybe it discourages some from doing unthinkable things. But he hit that teacher. And she was knocked unconscious, and he was beating on her and kicking her. And they pulled him off of her, and he got loose, went back to kicking and beating. She's still unconscious, I think. But I'm just telling you, see, Jesus makes that difference. I didn't have no restraint. I didn't have no control. I didn't have no peace. I was just like that great big 200-pound guy that flew on that teacher.
Yeah.
He thought he ought to be able to do whatever he wants to, and nobody should be able to say anything against it or do anything about it. And
yeah.
They do have rules in the school, not much of one, but they had some real rules when I was in school.
Amen.
And I want you to know they molded my character. I walked a limp today because of it. When Mr. Bamford said, grab your ankles, buddy, after that first lick, he was hoping there wouldn't be no more when he saw them stars and them donkeys. I'm telling you, buddy, I tell you, he got through. Amen. But he gave me three good ones, and I'm glad it didn't go no further. It's all I could do to walk out of there. And I want you to know, he made sure that you made sure you didn't want to come back in there.
Right.
The Bible says, chasten thy son while there's hope. For if thou beatest him with a rod, he shall not surely die, and thou shalt deliver his soul from hell. I want you to know, Mr. Bradford, an ex-FBI man, he got through anyway. I was in high school. I wasn't too big to bow down to a man with a paddle about that long with holes in it, and he knew how to use that? The Bible said a child left to its own will bring its mother's shame.
Yeah.
I don't know who the mother was of that guy that knocked that teacher out. I don't know what the consequence is going to be for his actions. But I bet you his mother said, "You knew better, man." Thank God for mothers.
Amen.
Man, oh man. They can get through when nobody else can.
That's right.
I've seen them, buddy. Police was glad to turn them over to them. She said, "I'm going to tear your hide off when we get home." Amen. But listen, violence, the violence of sinners has greatly increased. And they don't call upon the Lord for forgiveness. You see that in verse 4? They call not upon the Lord. They're not, they don't care. They don't want to hear it. They will hear it. Verse 5, notice this. There were they in great fear. You know, we haven't got this. It's coming. It's not far off. It's not. It's even at the door.
Right around the curve.
Right now, there's a little calm. We've had a few storms.
Yeah.
But not like this storm. They can cry about global warming all they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They can cry about, climate change and all that bunch of nonsense. If you read the last verse of Genesis chapter 8, you'll forget about all that lies about climate change and global warming. You'll know that God's been in control ever since Genesis,
right.
Really before Genesis chapter
right.
8. But He put His word and said, mm-hmm. They'll continue. They'll not cease. I mean, buddy, He put a covenant in there. And He said seasons won't heat and warmth. They won't cease. He's commanded the temperature to be what it needs to be. And He knows what He's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you notice this fear right here. You see, they think that they can just keep on going like they're going. They think no one can stop them. But if you'll notice, there were they in great fear. There may have been no fear of God before their eyes in the classroom, like it was when I was in the classroom. Them Ten Commandments was on the wall. You know why the Supreme Court took them out?
Yeah.
They's afraid children would believe them.
They didn't believe in it.
They's afraid that the children would read this
mm-hmm.
and actually honor their father and mother.
Amen. That's right.
They's afraid a child would read this and actually be afraid to kill somebody.
Yeah.
They's afraid somebody'd read this and be afraid to commit adultery. They's afraid somebody'd read this and be afraid to steal.
Right.
They's afraid to read this and afraid somebody would be afraid to tell a lie. And then they're afraid to believe this, that somebody would covet what you got to the point they'd kill you to get it.
Right.
See, they took that out.
Sure.
And boy, did the bottom fall out. We got a generation. The Bible says in the book of Acts, I think it's chapter 2, it says, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." I looked up that word untoward. I thought that was a strange word, Sharon. And it talked about, not willing to listen to government or judgment, but, just self-centered, determined to do what or when, anything they wanted to do, and nobody be able to speak against it. Untoward generation. Well, in verse 5, it says, "There were they in great fear." In Luke chapter 21, verse 26, it talks about men's hearts failing them for fear. And for looking on those things coming on, it ain't got here yet, but it's coming. Like me and Sharon were just talking about, there's a calm right now, but there's a storm coming. When I see men falling with their hand on their chest for fear and for looking on the thing, by the way, I ain't going to be here. Hallelujah. The Bible said we've not been appointed
on
the wrath for the attaining salvation. I'm going to be out of here. This is a tribulation passage, just verse 5 is.
Yeah.
And you know, they're not going to realize, you know their dilemma. They're just going to be in great fear. They've been provoking God, and now it's time to pay up.
Yeah.
And listen, if you'll notice, it says all in Revelation chapter 1, verse 7, all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of Jesus. I like that word, kindreds. You talking about putting an end to racism. It won't matter whether you're white or black or brown or yellow or red or whatever color you are. All the kindreds of the earth are going to wail when Jesus shows up.
Yeah.
You know, this verse really jumps out. There were they in great fear. Here's why. For God is in the generation of the righteous. I'm glad He's in the church, another church. And He's avenging us. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Verse 6, and I ain't going to preach on verse 6, I'm stopping on verse 5. But it tells them they shamed the counsel of the poor. See, we had something we held dear, and they take your Bible out and either tear it up or burn it.
Yeah.
They shamed our counsel.
Right.
And the Lord is our refuge, amen. But when He rises to shake terribly the earth, brother Ed, they'll make room for Him this time.
Yes,
there'll be plenty of room.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there'll be so much room for Him, He can have anywhere He wants. They'll be running, trying to find a hole like a rabbit to jump in.
Yeah.
They'll be crying out for the mountains and the rocks to fall on them.
Amen.
To hide them from the wrath of the Son of God.
Yes.
You can find that in Revelation chapter 6, verse 15 through 19.
Yes, you can.
But God is looking. What He's looking for, He's looking for a relationship.
Right.
I remember one time, Bonnie, I was in a hurry to go to work. And I have no idea how this happened. I tried to find a copy of it. I couldn't find one. But as I was running out the door, one of the kids had a little old one of them real cheap plastic frame things. And the name of it, Brother Patrick, name of it was called The Letter. And I picked that thing up, Ashley. And what it was a letter written from God to me. And it said, I waited for you.
Yeah.
Hoping you'd have time that we could spend together.
Yeah.
He said, I spilt moonlight upon your brow as you slept. He said, I sat as you hurriedly reached out the door and I stopped. I'm talking about I was late for work. We're talking about this letter got through. And I realized just how shallow my life was concerning the one that loved me and gave Himself for me.
Amen.
I might have been late for work, but I got that right on time.
Amen.
I realized my relationship with Him needed some maintenance.
Yeah, that's right.
I want you to know I did take time to be holy, Chase. And I said, Lord, I got time. If you want to talk, here am I. You remember Abraham? Here am I, Lord.
Yeah.
I needed that letter. It got through. But all of us in this fast-paced world, we're in such a hurry.
Yeah.
We need to take time to be holy. Yeah. We need to slow down and speak with the Lord and listen to the Lord and spend quality time. Seemed like all I ever did was give Him the leftovers.
Yeah.
And some of that food back there. Woo. Mm-hmm. Honey brought that orange juice cake. I hadn't had one of them since Mama was alive. I think Bonnie may have brought one another day, but I'll tell you what, there's fond memories right there.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to stop, slow down. Take time to enjoy that slice of that orange cake. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
I got Donnie in there, and he did too. But we're in such a hurry. Honestly.
Yes.
Do you have time for God?
That's right.
They've left Him out of everything.
In Him we live and move and have our being.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, it's of His mercies we're not consumed.
Yeah.
Thank God, Brother Ed, His mercies are new every morning. His compassion's fair night.
Amen on that.
With that outstretched hand,
mm-hmm.
can we spend some time together today? The Lord looking down from heaven.
And all he's wanting, Carolyn, is if anybody's got time to spend with him. I mean, he's given us the lifespan. I can't believe I'm 69, but the Lord gave it. That's why I'm still here. Yeah. And he looks, Brother Ed, he looked down from heaven. I can just see God looking over the balcony of heaven. Yeah. And he says, Eddie, have you got time to spend with me today?
Yeah.
And I say, tomorrow, Lord.
Oh, my.
We'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah.
No.
I'm just telling you, that's about the way we are.
I know.
He looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were, it don't have an M in front of it. It don't say many. It said, see if there were any that did understand and seek God.
Wow.
I challenge you to spend some time with the Lord.
Yes.
He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Boy, He's got some good rewards. I listen to little Lucy over there. She's singing out this morning.
Yeah,
good rewards. Mm-hmm. Patrick, you never sung no better in your life, buddy. Good rewards. You see how blessed that is.
Yes.
That we got to hear that.
Yes.
We got to enjoy that.
Oh, my.
I'm just telling you, God wants to give you good things.
Yes,
he told His people, Israel, He said, your sins have withheld good things from you.
Yeah,
God
right.
doesn't make demands. He offers us.
Amen.
I'm telling you, blessings upon blessings.
Yes, He does.
God's looking. Father, we thank You for the thought of today. Nobody else may not have needed this or enjoyed this, but I did. And I thank You, Lord, that You do look for us to see if we turn thanks, to see if, Lord, we're thinking about You, Lord, or worried about things instead of trusting You. Old song says, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Help us, Lord, today. Remind us, Lord, of Your great love wherewith You love us. Remind us, Lord, of Your great salvation wherewith You saved us. Remind us, Lord, of Your goodness, Lord. Oh, remind us, I pray, dear Lord. We ask Your blessings on these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please. Sister Sharon, please. It's the verse of invitation on hymn. Whatever you want to sing, brother. God's love.